Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura. I'm not happy because I want to be in Rome like Richard and Anna.
Richard and Anna, our two friends from yesterday's dialogue, are on holiday in Rome.
Do we have to read today's article?
I hope they choke on their spaghetti. No, I'm just...
or pizza.
Just kidding. I'm jealous. Laura's jealous. We're in Taipei, which is great, but I've never been to Rome.
Same.
I'd like to go
shopping. Just because I forgot my passport.
That's right, you forgot your passport. I forgot about that. Well, actually, we weren't supposed to go to Rome. It was always Richard and Anna's trip, but yesterday they were just beginning, right?
Mm.
They were still at the airport here, but apparently today they are now in Bella Italia, I guess, Bella Italia. Or beautiful Italy, and of course the beautiful, ancient, eternal city of Rome. And we hate them. No, we don't, but we're a little bit jealous. Let's check out our dialogue and see what happens. I hope everything goes really well for them.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Going on vacation.
Richard and Anna are in Rome, Italy.
Getting off the plane took ages.
There were so many people.
But at least we're in Rome now.
Right. Where should we go?
Let's get a taxi and drop off our luggage at the hotel.
Great. Then we can start our vacation.
What do you want to do first?
I want to look around the city.
That sounds good to me, too.
Let's not do too much today, though.
That flight was very long. I feel tired already.
Richard yawns loudly.
Let's set off for the hotel. We can rest before we look around.
Word power!
Get off. Get off. Get. Got. Gotten. The train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. The train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. Drop off. Drop off. Drop, dropped, dropped. Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping. Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping. Look around. Look around. I spent all day looking around this cool museum. I spent all day looking around this cool museum. Set off. Set off. Set, set, set. We set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry. We set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry.
Okay, so yes, we begin our dialogue with the scene that sets the scene.
Okay.
And it says, Richard and Anna are in Rome, Italy.
Show-offs.
Really?
Okay, so Richard 跟 Anna 他们在意大利的 Rome 就是罗马啦。
Anyways, so Richard is reflecting, thinking back on their trip, and he says to Anna, getting off the airplane took ages.
Oh.
That's interesting. Hmm. I wonder what happened there. We'll find out after we talk about today's first phrasal verb, get off. Again, it's two words because it's a phrasal verb. Get, G-E-T, is the verb part, and O-F-F is the other part. Get off, G-E-T-O-F-F, get off. All right, to get off something is the opposite of to get on something. When we talk about getting on something, we're talking about getting into a bus, a train, an airplane. You get on a plane, you get on a train, you get on a bus at the beginning of the journey. And then when you reach your destination, when the journey is over, you leave the plane, train, or bus. You get off the plane, get off the train, or get off the bus. For example, the train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. The train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. It was very crowded on that train.
所以我们都觉得到了意大利好像很开心，可是 Richard 这里提到说下机的过程超久的耶，到底发生什么事情呢？待会儿再来探索一下。首先我们先来看一下 get off， OK， 这里指的是下，比如说一个交通工具，像是飞机啦、车啦，或甚至是马。那 get on 当然就是上，搭什么样的交通工具。 OK， 看回刚刚的例句，提到就是这辆火车充满了人，所以很难下车。OK， 那刚刚有提到 ages， OK， 那通常呢 ages 就是 a long time， 很长的一段时间，都是以复数形态的呈现，像是 I haven't seen you for ages，
I know it's been ages，
就是说好久不见这样的意思， or it'sAges since I had a haircut. I should get one nightly.
Your hair looks okay.
对啊，我想要再剪短。Okay, anyways.
Let's find out why it took ages to get off the plane while Anna gives us an idea. She says there were so many people. Yes, of course, the bigger the plane and the more people there are, the longer it will take to get off the plane or to get out of the airport as well. But anyways, that's all done. They are now in Rome. The holiday has started. So Richard says, but at least we're in Rome now. We had a small bit of trouble, but here's the good news. Here's the happy ending. But at least we're in Rome now. Journey over. Holiday begins.
Yeah, at least you guys get to be in Rome.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Okay, Anna 说人很多，好多。但是 Richard 就说至少现在我们人在罗马啦。At least 就是有至少的意思。像是呢 ,the weather was cold, 天气很冷。But at least it didn't rain, 但至少没下雨 so that's a good thing.
That's right, it could be worse. So anyways, they're on holiday in Rome, all those other things are not so important. So Anna agrees with him, she says, right, just another way of saying I agree or yes. And then she asks him a great question, where should we go? We're on holiday, we're in a new city, there's so much to see, but...We have to start somewhere. Where should we go?
Oh, get a slice of pizza? Okay, 他说没错，但是我们接下来要该去哪呢？ So what are they going to do? Get some food?
Well, no, they still are actually near the airport, so they have to get into the city. So Richard says, let's get a taxi and drop off our luggage at the hotel. Yeah, you don't want to be carrying your luggage or your heavy suitcases around.So it's a good idea to get a taxi, a bus, a train, whatever, into the city to drop off your luggage. And drop off is our next phrasal verb. Again, two words, drop off. D-R-O-P, drop, and O-F-F, off. Drop it off. Okay, drop off is something we use when we talk about traveling, going somewhere. The idea with drop off is you have something or someone important with you. You are going to leave it somewhere as you do your journey, but then you will continue on your journey. If they're going to drop off their luggage, well, they'll get in a taxi, go to the hotel, probably check in, one of those words we used yesterday, and drop off the luggage in their room, and then go right back outside to begin sightseeing or to eat some food or something like that. So if you drop something off, you're traveling, you stop, you leave something or someone, and then you continue on. We also would drop off people. If maybe you're driving somewhere and your friend is going somewhere nearby, you take your friend to that place, they get out of the car or get off their bike or whatever, say bye, and then you continue your journey to where you will end your trip. For example, Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping. Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping.
OK, Richard 就说啦，让我们先坐上一台计程车，把行李送到旅馆，真的是一个好主意哦，要不然他们怎么一直拿着行李，怎么一直逛街之类的。Drop off 其实就是顺便把某个东西啊，甚至于是某人送到某处，像是我们的例句就是用到人。Debbie dropped her son off, 就是他在去逛街之前顺便把他儿子 再到她的朋友家。Or actually, my sister, she drops her kids off at school in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she drives off to her job or something.
Yes, to her school. She's actually a school teacher.
There you go. Now, of course, it doesn't mean we're actually dropping the people on the ground. We mean we're leaving them there. Uh-huh. They get out.And then, of course,
and that's
continue.
A smart idea. They're dropping off their luggage.
You don't want to carry your luggage.
对, luggage 就是行李。注意它是不可数名词 and it's uncountable.
That's right. We might talk about bags or suitcases,、mm-hmm. but never say luggages.
Luggages.
It's either luggage or a piece, one、
yeah.
piece of luggage. All right, anyway, so Anna loves this plan. She says, great.Good plan, then we can start our vacation. Yeah, once they check in and drop off the bags, then they're kind of loose and free. They、mm-hmm. don't have to carry stuff. They can go wherever they want in Rome. I'm still really jealous.
I know.
So Richard now really wants to get down to the holiday planning part. He says, what do you want to do first?
Okay, 所以呢我们就再听一下他们接下来的计划。Anna 就说对啊太棒了然后我们就可以开始度假。这时候 Richard 就说哎对啊那你想先做什么 So what does she want to do first?
Well, I think Anna sounds kind of like me. She says, I want to look around the city.、Hmm. She doesn't have a list of places she wants to go to Instagram from. No, she just wants to kind of walk around. Yeah, don't do that. Just walk around and check things out. Look around the place. If you look around a place...You're basically just seeing what's there, but you don't really have a plan. Look around is our next phrasal verb. Again, two words with the verb first. Look, L-O-O-K, and then around, A-R-O-U-N-D. Let's look around. As I said, when you look around a place, you're not really going there with a plan, with a list of things you know you want to do or see or get. No, you're just kind of going there to explore, to see what you can find.Surprise yourself, or learn new things, or go places you hadn't thought of before. If you go to a store and look around, you don't have a list of things. You just want to see what's in the store. And if you're in a new city, you might want to look around where you're staying. Look around the neighborhood around your hotel or something like that. You don't know what's there. You might find some great stuff, but whatever you find will be a surprise. For example...I spent all day looking around this cool museum. I spent all day looking around this cool museum.
Okay, 这时候 Anna 她的想法就是她想要参观一下这座城市哦。Look around, okay, 这个片语就是参观啦、游览这样的意思。像是刚才例句提到就是我花了一整天的时间在这间很酷的博物馆。四处参观 Or sometimes you might say this You guys can go look around the shops While we unpack
That's、
okay.
right It's very、yeah. similar to the word explore
Yes
Right, you can explore the shops You can look around Just see what you can find Alright, so Richard is very easygoing as well He also doesn't have that list of things he must do So he agrees with Anna's plan He says, that sounds good to me too If something sounds good It's something you agree with You like that idea
Okay, so Richard 就觉得哎那听起来不错 That sounds good. 这里是连缀动词 sound or feel, 然后后面再接一个形容词像是呢 their plan sounds good to me. 哇他们的计划听起来对我来说很棒哎 or the whole story sounded very strange.、
Mm, sounded very fishy
yeah,
to me.
I know.
All right.
He's the murderer. No, just
really?
kidding.
Really? Richard?
Yeah, no, okay, that was just an example.
Let's go back to the art. It's getting too interesting.
Right.
Anyways, so Anna, she's still a little bit tired from the trip. If they did fly from Taiwan,、mm. that's a lot of time in an airplane. So she says, let's not do too much today, though. She doesn't want to try to walk around the whole city. Maybe just explore their neighborhood, you know, stay around the hotel. She doesn't want to do too much today, though, because, you know, she doesn't want to be super tired tomorrow.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
所以 Anna 就说不过我们今天还是不要做太多的事情。To, T-O-O 的用法 OK, 其实有蛮多种的。大家应该比较熟悉的就是也怎么样是放在肯定句。比方像是 Mike likes pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I like pizza too.
Well, I don't like pizza.
You don't?
I love pizza.
Okay. Or I'm hungry.
Me too.
Right. Okay, 就是我也是。But here, okay, they say, let's not do this too much, okay?、Mm. 太怎么样,过于怎么样。像是 the soup is too hot, okay, 就是这个汤太热了。Or slow down, you're talking too fast.
Okay.、
Mm, okay, 那 though, 刚刚有没有发现有个 though 在句尾的用法。其实呢它就是有可是啊什么什么的意思。像是 we went to high school together,I haven't seen her for years, though. 虽然我们在高中是这个同学，但是呢，可是啊，这个就是 though 在句尾的用法。我已经好多年没看到她了。
All right, so the flight was long, Anna's tired, and Richard, I think he feels the same. He says that flight was very long, and he adds, I feel tired already. Remember, there's also that time change.
Right.
Right? So if it's like 4 in the afternoon in Rome, it'd be more like 10 or 11 p.m. for them in Taiwan time. So it takes some time for your body to rest and get used to this long travel.
没错,时差也是一个问题哦。所以 Richard 就说来的那个航班很长，我已经觉得很累了。加上刚刚我们提到的时差，也有可能让他很累。
So what does Richard do? Well, to show us that he's very tired, he yawns.
Loudly.
He yawns loudly, not a little. No, he yawns, that kind of expression,
right?
Or that gesture that you make when you're tired, and he does it loudly. Of course, when people do that, it's a pretty clear sign that they're tired or just really bored.
Okay, so Richard 就大声打呵欠。这里的 yawn 就是打呵欠。Hey, did you know that yawning is contagious?
No, yes, I did.
你一直打哈欠就会传染给我好不好？我就一直很想要打哈欠。
I like to try to sometimes make my cat yawn. Cats yawning is the best, and they can make me yawn, and sometimes it works with them.
Yeah, okay,
dogs too. Anyways, back to the article. So Anna says, let's set off for the hotel. We can rest before we look around. Yeah, for sure. Take a little nap, have a cup of coffee. They'll probably feel better after a little rest. But first, they have to, of course, get to the hotel, so they have to set off.For the hotel or set off from the airport. And set off is another phrasal verb. Set, S-E-T, off, O-F-F, set off. Well, you remember yesterday when we were talking about airplanes, they take off when they begin a journey. But to begin any journey, we could also say to set off. It just means to begin or to start a journey or a voyage, something like that. It's kind of like leave, all right? We have to leave, we have to set off. What time do we leave? Oh, we'll set off at 10 o'clock tomorrow. You can set off for a long journey, but you could also say, oh, I set off for school around 7:30 every morning. It just means you leave your home. That's what time you begin your trip, your journey, your voyage, whatever. For example, we set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry. We set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry. Very smart.
Okay, Anna 就说我们先出发去旅馆吧。在四处看看之前，哎，我们可以先休息一下。真的，休息很重要哦。Set off 在这里就是有动身或是出发的意思。所以像是刚刚例句提到，就是我们早早就出发前往机场了。We set off for the airport. 所以呢，就不用赶时间。Okay. Or sometimes you could say, I'll set off early to avoid the traffic.、
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in the traffic around 5 or 6 p.m.
That's right. And of course, in that sentence, if you said, I'll leave early to avoid the traffic,Exactly the same. Both perfectly fine. You know what I smell?
What?
I smell a box. A magic box.
Is it a magic box?
I think it's time.
Okay, let's go to our magic box.
Mmm, smells like cinnamon.
Nice.
Magic box. 找亮点。 Hola, 大家好。It feels like ages since I last saw you. It feels like ages since I last saw you. 天哪，距离上回我们见到面好像已经过了很久。这里有没有注意到我使用了哪一个字来表达很久呢？不是我们熟知的 a long time。猜到了吗？就是 ages, A-G-E-S 这个字。Ages 这个字呢，我们很久以前就学过啦 ，age。但那个时候我们学的呢，是它当作世纪、年龄这一类的用法。那你知不知道它以复数形式使用的时候，就有 for a long time 很久的意思呢？注意要用复数形哦，而且呢，它也算是比较不正式的用法。那我们就来学几个 ages 的用法吧。跟 for a long time 表示很长一段时间一样，我们也可以说 for ages。例如呢 ，I have lived in Taipei for ages, more than 20 years. I have lived in Taipei for ages, more than 20 years. 我住在台北已经很久，超过二十年了。Ages ago 则是表示很久以前。I lived in the UK ages ago. I lived in the UK ages ago. 我很久以前读书的时候呢，住在英国。好啦，其实也才五年前 ，but it feels like ages. 啊，我刚刚不小心呢，就使用了一个用法 ，feel like or seem like ages， 有感觉很久的意思。那花了很久的时间该怎么说呢？快发挥你举一反三的能力。没错，就是 to take or to spend ages。例如呢，我就常跟我最好的朋友讲这一句话 ：It takes ages for you to pick up the phone. It takes ages for you to pick up the phone. 等你接电话，我等了超久。好啦，学了这几个用法，不知道你记得几个呢？试着翻翻看下列这一句的英文哦。火车花了好久才抵达，这句话要怎么说呢
？The answer is.The train took ages to arrive. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so our review time this time will be fill in the blanks. Remember I told you my friend was visiting?
Yeah.
Oh, he had such a wonderful, wonderful time. We blanked from my home at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. We set off from my home at 6 a.m. It was a little bit early. The taxi blanked us at the train station. Dropped us off at the train station, that's right. We took a train down to Hualien, and we blank the train at 3 p.m. We got off the train at 3 p.m. And then we took a bus to Tailuga, to Taroko Gorge. And, of course, we had to get out of the bus to...
Look around.
To look around the gorge. It was absolutely wonderful.
Never been.
You've never been to Taroko Gorge?
No.
Really?
I know.
Okay, choose one. Rome or Taroko Gorge?
Rome.
All right. Rome. Okay, there you go, guys. We hope you've enjoyed our dialogue. And if you get to go to Rome or Taroko Gorge, have a great time and tell us all about it. We'll see you very soon. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
That's Italian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on vacation.
Richard and Anna are in Rome, Italy.
Getting off the airplane took ages.
There were so many people.
But at least we're in Rome now.
Right. Where should we go?
Let's get a taxi and drop off our luggage at the hotel.
Great. Then we can start our vacation.
What do you want to do first?
I want to look around the city.
That sounds good to me, too.
Let's not do too much today, though.
That flight was very long. I feel tired already.
Richard yawns loudly.
Let's set off for the hotel. We can rest before we look around.
Get off, get off, get, got, gotten. The train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. The train was full of people, so it was hard to get off. Drop off. Drop off. Drop, dropped, dropped. Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping. Debbie dropped her son off at his friend's house before she went shopping. Look around. Look around. I spent all day looking around this cool museum. I spent all day looking around this cool museum. Set off. Set off. Set, set, set. We set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry. We set off for the airport early, so we didn't need to hurry.